Chairman, may I put forward a point of order? Both Shidrath and I have to leave, but I also noticed that on the next point, it really is a matter of the Central Urban Design Task Group, and I think it may not be appropriate to discuss it here. It is probably best to defer to Greg Wong's subcommittee, so he can deal with the design of the annex and how that fits into the urban central waterfront design and so on, as a matter.
I suspect the colleagues from planning and ASD are already here waiting. They've been waiting for us for the last maybe couple of hours. So in all fairness, maybe let them do the presentation. That would not preclude Greg Wong's task group from hearing again and then discussing that in detail. Would that be fair? Otherwise, you know, people sitting around waiting for 2 hours to make a presentation and you turn them back. Maybe just let them do the presentation, but you can always initiate discussion at, you know, Greg Wong's task group or whatever. Okay?
Well, Chairman, as I'm leaving, then I just... there is an email from the original architect of the City Hall, and I've noticed that, and I think this should be remembered. Personally, I attended the LESCO meeting where this item was presented, and I know that many people had a demand for more space for this museum than can be provided in this building. And from our side, we would recommend that we look for another site for this facility in one of the other properties that are going to be on the central waterfront. Thank you.
Well, you know, that doesn't preclude one. It was just let our colleagues from ASD and planning do the presentation, and then we look for other forums to further discuss. Okay? All right.歡迎規劃署譚先生和建築署李先生和胡小姐，我知道大家準備為我們做一個PowerPoint，就是關於永久展覽館的一個project，在City Hall那裡，請各位開始好嗎？好，多謝主席。
我想首先請問我是用中文發言講的話還是英文？全你的。Okay，好，唔該。
Let me introduce my presentation team today. We have here Mr. Kevin Lee and Ms. Doris Wu from Architectural Services Department. In a moment, I will talk about the planning context first, and then when we come to the architectural design, I'll let Kevin to show you the design. I'm sure members are familiar with the place, the annex at City Hall. Sometimes the meetings are held over there, isn't it? Today, we're going to talk about the in-situ expansion of a temporary exhibition, planning and infrastructure exhibition gallery at this place. At present, the temporary exhibition gallery only occupies the ground floor area, and it is quite small. It's about 460 square meters. It was developed in 2002 as a temporary facility. At that time, it was thought that the permanent facility would be built at Tama. But subsequently, government had decided to take that out from the Tama item. So this temporary facility at the moment does pose some constraints on the services that we can provide to the public. It is very popular at the moment. We have arranged a lot of visits to visitors from the mainland and overseas and school groups and the community groups, and it's very popular. But sometimes we are constrained, large groups of more than 20 persons, and we can have to be declined sometimes, and we cannot entertain two groups at the same time. So this is far from satisfactory. although it is providing a very useful service, educational and community purpose. So the present idea is to expand this facility to take up the upper floors. The upper floors are now occupied by FEHD. Arrangement will be made to reaccommodate the FEHD offices in the GIC building in Wan Chai. And when expanded, this permanent gallery in situ will have a floor space of about 3,900 square meters. In a moment, we'll also try to give you a certain breakdown of the functions and what we want to achieve with the expanded facility. Since government has committed itself to further engage the public in many infrastructure and major bank projects, so it is likely that we'll make full use of the facility and the news for holding conferences, workshops, etc., and for public engagement will be in short supply. I must emphasize that the project we are presenting to members today is not to demolish the building and rebuild a new one. We are mainly going to do some renovation within the existing structure. So, again, in a moment from the presentation, you will notice that the new building is actually of the same size and shape within the existing envelope. All it involves is mainly renovation and some new facades with glass panels, which will match with the design of the City Hall complex. With this new design, we hope to achieve more user-friendliness and transparencies and maintain a better visual connectivity with the future waterfront. And apart from that, as you can see from this slide, there will be proposed footbridge connection linking with this complex as well as from the Admiralty side towards the harbourfront. The new facility, apart from being useful for engaging the public itself, will also enhance the vibrancy of the area in general. And the function being public for public service will match with the cultural activities in City Hall complex as a whole. Both areas are some GIC on the outline zoning plan anyway. Let me go to the objectives of it, and then you'll perhaps agree with me that the facilities provided will match with these objectives. We aim to provide the facility to showcase Hong Kong's planning and infrastructure to the world. This is being done by infrastructure planning galleries of other cities in the world. In Shanghai, Beijing, Singapore, and Sydney, etc., they also have some have even much larger exhibition galleries than we will have. And these facilities are very well welcomed by the public, and they often become major tourist attractions as well. We plan to make use of this facility as we are doing now, but with the expanded facility to do better. As a place for exhibiting the major projects, engaging the public, holding meetings for better consultation, and also to provide better facilities for community and educational programs facilities, and also hope that this place, after renovation, will become a more even more attractive tourist attraction. With the new facility, we'll be able to display more physical models, for example, displays, hold forums more often, conference, workshop, briefings, and there will be places not just for the government, but the professional institutes. Perhaps we can also cooperate and arrange with them public engagement programs of various types. And there will also be a resource center where we'll keep books, information templates, digital information, etc. And there will be guided tours arranged. Let me emphasize that the advantage of having this facility in situ is this place is very popular and is very convenient. At the present moment, we have more than 7,000 visitors per month, actually, even with the works around making the access less desirable. So we anticipate that in future, there will be a larger patronage and will enhance the vibrancy of the area as a whole. Okay. We hope to start the renovation works for the FEHD's alternative office as well as, we need a temporary, an interim facility whilst we have to close down this facility for the renovation works, because we have to maintain the service to the public without interruption, because it's so popular, the school children, they cannot be, we cannot stop these connection with the public, otherwise people will forget about us. So we have arranged for a temporary facility at Admiralty. So just in time to tie in with the opening of the permanent gallery, which we hope to be in operation by 2012. Okay, last but not least, let me emphasize that in environmental terms, we are very environmentally friendly. Instead of pulling down a mature building and creating more construction waste, we'll make use of the existing structure as far as possible. And we understand that the City Hall complex, the high block and low block, are heritage sites identified by the AMO. But the annex is outside this heritage site. We have got confirmation from LCSD that a project will not involve a heritage impact assessment. We'll hope that after today's presentation, we are going to proceed with a fund seeking through government procedures as soon as possible. Thank you. I'll ask Karen to proceed to tell us about the architectural design. Temporary facility at Admiralty. So just in time to tie in with the opening of the permanent gallery, which we hope to be in operation by 2012. Okay, last but not least, let me emphasize that in environmental terms, we are very environmentally friendly. Instead of pulling down a mature building and creating more construction waste, we'll make use of the existing structure as far as possible. And we understand that the City Hall complex, the high block and low block, are heritage sites identified by the AMO. But the annex is outside this heritage site. We have got confirmation from LCSD that a project will not involve a heritage impact assessment. We'll hope that after today's presentation, we are going to proceed with a fund seeking through government procedures as soon as possible. Thank you. I'll ask Karen to proceed to tell us about the architectural design.
What we are trying to show you is a number of visuals to indicate what we are going to use for the annex facade. What we are trying to do basically is, instead of an urban council chamber, which is supposed to be closed to the public, the new facility will be fully engaged with all the public, of which they can see what is happening inside and from in to outside as well. So this is a picture we're trying to create what kind of environment it is for the future gallery. In terms of materials, it will be very similar to the City Hall, consisted of glass and metal frame and a little bit of granite cladding. Because of the new initiative by the government on the use of sustainable design principles. We are aiming to develop a new vertical green trellis, which is actually west-facing. That will become an advertisement for our planning gallery. And here is another photo montage. And this is a picture showing what it would look like in 2012. Thank you.
That's so much for our presentation. We welcome.
Okay, thank you. 咁睇睇我哋各位委員對於呢個 project 有啲咩睇法或者意見啊？ Any view, advice, comments? Yes, Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. More an observation, really. Most of the planning galleries I've been to around the world have been much bigger footplate than this in terms of having huge floor plans of the whole country or the whole city laid out. And the size of this plot on each individual floor is fairly constraining. As you've already said, you're kind of making the best of an opportunity you've got here, but in terms of the opportunity to build a purpose-built facility would put it in line with other planning galleries around the world, whereas I think this is always going to be a compromised development. Reusing the buildings, an interesting thing always to make best use, but I was noting the email that came in to us very late on today about the heritage building, and I think that the annex is outside of that. It doesn't impact your planning and development, but the annex itself does impact the heritage building. So the question I have for you is really twofold. Is this really what we should be aspiring to for a planning gallery in terms of world class? And B, does it really need to be on the waterfront?
陳先生，我哋一般咧就會等埋睇其他啲委員有啲咩意見，然後你先再綜合回應，好嘛？睇睇其他嘅成員有啲咩 comment 啊？Vincent, please.
多謝主席。如果當然嗰個選址嗰方面，即係有。 都仍然有一啲爭議，即係如果我嘅意見就，如果呢一個係即係已經係一個確認咗個選址咧，咁我都即係覺得係可以接受嘅，即係既然即係嗰度而家都係有一間樓喺度，而我哋唔係起一間比佢更大嘅樓，咁但係咧，我覺得如果喺嗰個位置度去做一個嘅即係。 可以話係一個即係半重建嘅工程啦，即係換咗個殼咁我覺得喺嗰個設計上面咧，係必須要係好即係用心去做。咁因為嗰個即係依一個係即係一個好有歷史價值嘅建築啦。咁即係大會堂其實佢嗰個設計係即係相當優勝。咁其實佢嗰個 個優點其實就係喺嗰個實牆同埋玻璃中間嗰個比例，同埋即係嗰個即係一啲細部嘅設計。咁我希望即係呢一個嘅將來嗰個建築物咧，係可以去呼應翻即係呢啲咁嘅即係細節上面嘅要求咯。即係反為我不在意嗰啲即係所謂嘅vertical planning 啊，種一大扎草嗰啲咧，即係我覺得唔係。 唔係嗰啲嘢嚟嘅，而係一個建築物嗰個骨幹本身咧，係咪可以即係同嗰個即係大會堂嘅比例上面係協調，而唔係去加一啲即係時髦或者時興嘅嘢咧，係喺佢嘅外表嗰度，因為嗰啲嘢其實係即係日後你中意掛旗又好，掛 poster 又好，嗰啲係日後嘅，但我相信最緊要係話如何可以將個骨架咧係即係去搞得佢係。 喺個位置上面，同埋嗰啲舊建築物咧，係有個比例上面嘅協調咯。咁我覺得即係喺而家呢一刻嗰個建築設計咧，我係未睇到即係有足夠嘅功夫咧。 係去即係處理呢一點嘅嚇。多謝主席。
有冇其他嘅 comment？ 有冇或者請阿譚生或者李生回應一下好嗎
？Let me start off first to reply to Mr. Thompson's question about the size of the gallery. Actually, we are not small by comparison. If we look at Singapore, their gallery is only about 4,000 square meters, and for Manchester is 4,500, and for Sydney, theirs is only about 1,000 square meters. Well, but no, of course, knowing that Shanghai and Beijing, they have very large ones. But in our design, indeed, it is a challenge to Kevin and his colleagues. We will try to make use of a lot of flexibility and use of IT techniques these days. So we hope that we'll maintain the flexibility whilst we stay here in situ to take advantage of the accessibility, which is very difficult to find a comparison. For the design, which is near to the heritage site of City Hall, low block and high block, I understand that the architect is very careful in the design and will not affect this heritage site. And maybe Kevin can take this up, this question up together with his answer to Vincent's question and suggestion as well.
Talking about the architectural design of this renovation project, we actually consulted the original designer of this original building and asking for what are the prime considerations in this new approach. In the original design, the bulk of the annex was the same height with the City Hall low block. And in terms of materials and circulation, they are both integrated together with the City Hall development, and that was the original intention. And this is what we are going to do and try to enhance by means of our new design requirements. So, of course, the use of a number of different so-called gadgets in terms of sustainable developments, we will be facing the same question from the PWSC members, and unless we are going to do something like that, we will get some comments, and that's why some of those ideas which will be incorporated into the infrastructure development gallery, because this gallery is talking about future development. It's going to be talking about sustainable developments. And if the gallery itself is not going to incorporate those maybe avant-garde ideas, then people, most likely the general public, will question why you are just talking about it and not using it.
Thank you.有冇其他提問啊？冇啦，咁就多謝三位今日嚟同我哋分享呢、這個Annex 嘅proposal。